Hey guys, this is Beverage Chats with Averyn Zoff. Hope you enjoy.
Today's beverage is tea, recovering from last night's beverages.
What kind of tea is it?
Oh, what type of tea? It is like a bag of manuka and lemon honey. what the fuck? I mixed that up. It's a lemon and manuka honey tea bag that has been already brewed multiple times. So it's very weak.
It's kind of nice though.
It's kind of lovely. Yummy.
So this is our first episode. This is going to be a fun little beverage chat that we'll do maybe weekly.
When we feel like it.
Maybe every 2 weeks. It'll probably come out very sporadically.
I was thinking of the same word.
Oh my god, we should have little words of the week.
Yes.
Sporadic is the word of the week. Use it in a sentence.
Can you describe me and I'll describe you?
Oh yeah, okay, that's fun. Okay, so this is Zoff, which is actually short for Zofia.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a... She kind of has a haircut, kind of like Hillary Clinton.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And she's currently wearing jeans and a little graphic top. And we're in her bedroom.
Yeah, we're sitting on my fantastic bed. It's literally my favourite place in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is Ava, which I'm sure you all know. Short for Evelina. And she is wearing a little knitted vest with a skirt that we thrifted. That's not the right word. Vintage shopped.
Basically, I think this episode, I just like... went on my Insta and I was like, give me some questions.
So do you want a top-up of your tea?
I would love a top-up of my tea. Let's go onto Instagram and go onto my questions.
Fucking hell.
I feel like a lot of them is just going to be like, what's your fashion inspo? But that's okay. So, well, I'm liking the first one that we got. It's not a question, but you're hella fine. I'm going to start calling people fine.
I like calling people moist.
Moist. You're so wet, bro.
Yeah, Kenzie was asking us to title like an Instagram post for the cafe, and he said moist weekend latte was what he came up with.
Oh my god, I was telling Libby, okay, I have an idea. You know when you order a dirty chai latte and that means like it's chai latte with an extra shot, and I've decided that I want to start calling it a filthy slutty chai latte.
No, it's filthy and slanky and skanky.
Oh,
prostitute latte.
Okay, anyway, any plans after college? Love seeing all your creative work in progress, BTW. Thank you.
So anyways, I'm applying to Bristol, Edinburgh, Kingston, Cambridge, and I've got one more spot. I think it's going to be Sheffield, and I'm applying for architecture.
For some reason, Sheffield just gives me horses vibes. I feel like there are tons of horses in Sheffield, like tons of Shetland ponies. I don't know why.
I completely understand that. I completely agree.
I'm in sixth form too, and I'm studying English, French, and art. French is a little bit of an interesting topic in the fact that I'm failing it, but that doesn't matter because I'm applying for Art Foundation next year. And you only need to pass one of your A-levels to do Art Foundation, which is fantastic. And then I have been considering my options after that because, I mean, in reality, I'll probably end up studying fashion design. However, furniture design is very much so on the table. Pun intended.
You're such a funny little woman.
Let's do... Ooh, where do you get your jewellery?
Where do I get my jewellery? I nick it off my mum.
Same.
Yeah, I nick it off my mum. Actually, though, I... In Portugal, I go to this place where dead people's stuff goes. And you can haggle with them really well. By that, I mean bat your eyes. Because you're pretty and they give you stuff for free. But I am planning on getting like a really nice like ring for my 18th, and I've got this absolutely fantastic man called Edward. to source me a ring, and I found this one, which is really nice, and it's like a little gold, 9-carat gold band with like 6 diamonds in it.
Oh,
I know.
Oh,
literally, I'm fucking proposing to myself there.
I'm gonna have to. Me and Zoff, we've done this once, and I think we should do it again. We went into Liberty's and pretended that we were engaged, and we asked if we could try on wedding rings.
I know, it's fucking works great.
We need to do that, but I want to propose to you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, guys, me and Zoff aren't dating.
just platonic besties.
Just platonic besties.
And, like, actually, though.
And I really want to propose to you in, like, a restaurant, and I think that'd be really funny.
No, 100%, I completely agree.
We need to do that.
Where do you get your jewellery from?
All of my jewellery is my mum's and my gran's.
Yeah, no, why the
fuck? Or, I mean, other than that, it's just, like, go to thrift shops.
But only, yeah. Like, I wouldn't pay a lot for your jewellery. Like,
I know, like, neither.
Like, you can probably find something just as nice for like 50p if you really dig for it. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay, ask me a question.
I think you've already heard this question. Okay, no, actually though, where do you see yourself in 10 years and then where do you see yourself in 20 years?
You've asked me this question and it's such a difficult little question.
Yeah.
Because I have like kind of no plan.
Okay, no, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
10 years, how old am I? 27.
27, yeah.
It's kind of mad. Honestly, I see myself making furniture.
Yeah?
Currently. The thing is, but like, also I could...
See, I see myself that in 20 years. In 20 years, I'm going to become a carpenter. I'm just going to become a carpenter that, like, whittles everything. There's no, like, machinery involved. It's just me with, like, a little chisel.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm going to be doing some kind of weird niche creative thing, and I'm also going to be working in a little like bar or coffee shop at the same time to earn actual money.
Yeah.
20 years, I'm going to be
37.
You know what, no, I have a feeling when I'm 27 I'm going to be living really rurally, and then when I'm 37 I'm going to be this like funky 37 year old city gal.
Yeah.
Who is kind of like a girl boss vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Girl boss vibe is...
Girl boss vibe.
Disgusting little sentence, but there you go. You know? I don't know. Like, working for... I don't know. I'm gonna... I don't know.
You'd be someone who'd come in and order a filthy, dirty chai
latte. I'm gonna be the kind of person that will go in and order a filthy, disgusting, slutty, pornographic chai latte.
I love that.
Yeah. Where are you gonna be in 10 years?
So, okay, what's the time? It's 4:30. I see myself that in 10 years, when I'm 27, I will be not living by myself. I'll be living in, like, a really nice, spacious apartment somewhere in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Probably somewhere in continental Europe. I see myself definitely living somewhere with canals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but just canals.
I like that.
I like canals. And well, it's 4:30. I come back from the market.
Of course there's a market. There has to be a market.
There has to be like a little tiny market. It's 4:30.
Thank you for confirmation again.
No.
Guys, if you didn't know,
it's actually 4:31.
Sorry.
I'm a bit cheeky and I start drinking my glass of wine.
And then,
in 20 years, I see myself as a carpenter.
Yeah, I feel like you've been through this.
Yeah, no, I already said that.
It's just you're just a carpenter?
Yeah.
Why are you so into fashion?
Like, what's wrong with you?
Why do you like fashion so much? Ew. No, low-key, I love me a bit of fashion, but I've been really into, like, alternative...
Yeah, you're just such a little indie underground...
I've been really into little, like, kind of, like, art installations and furniture and... Like more kind of like set design based things recently, and like, what else have I been liking recently? Like, I love myself a little bit of, like, sculpture and kind of. I'm really excited.
I love sculpture. Should I quote my personal statement?
I like tangible technical mediums.
Goth likes tangible technical mediums.
Should I quote yours? Ava enters an expansive creative dimension.
So in my personal statement applying to Kingston, I talk about this expansive creative dimension. I'm not really sure what that is, but I feel like you're not supposed to know what it is. Anyway.
I think you're going to have to, like, know what it is when it comes to interviews.
They're going to ask me what it is. I think I'm just going to explain.
Can you just explain it? Like, it's like a lamp.
It's like a lamp.
Just say, like, it's an object. It's like...
They would... you know what? Kingston, my friend went to a little workshop for, like, writing personal statements, and they were... Apparently, they said, like, honestly, we kind of like it when we don't actually understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm scared. I don't think they'll like my personal statement. It's very...
No, I think they're going to like the first draft of my personal statement. I sent it to my dad, and he was like, Ava, this is illiterate with grammatical mistakes. I might just send that to them.
I think they'll love
it. But, no, okay. I do enjoy myself a little bit of fashion, and I like fashion.
I love fashion, too.
I love myself... I love having clothes that have little stories behind them. I forgot what I was saying. What was I talking about?
Yeah, clothes having a...
Story. Clothes having a story behind them. You
think I'm really pretentious, though. I love it. I completely agree.
They don't necessarily...
Can we ask jewellery? Like, jewellery needs to have a story. Otherwise, yeah. It doesn't, like, I don't like it. No, exactly.
It's not even, like, it doesn't need to have a deep story, but it can be like, oh, I got this at a funky little car boot sale where I had a really fun little chat with this old lady.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's...
I went to, like, an open house sale, and I got, like, this really fun, as my maths teacher quoted it, big necklace. That points down to my tits and I love it. It's great.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds like such a little necklace.
It's such a me little necklace.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I mean, for me, clothes is more just like sometimes, like, I just like, I like looking nice, I can't lie. It's just simply like it's
it's a nice feeling looking nice.
Yeah, it's like it's nice to feel good in the way that you look.
Like, I completely agree.
And, like, it's my choice what I put on my body, so I feel like complimenting me, like, oh, yeah, I like your outfit today, is, like, a much nicer compliment than someone telling me, you're beautiful.
No, like
your face is gorgeous, and I'm like,
no, I know. When someone tells me, I'm really bad at taking compliments, so when someone tells me, oh, you look really nice, like, in the moment, I have no clue what to say, because I'm like, thank you. But then, like, actually, in reality, it does, like, raise my morale for the day. Because, like, then it's, like, it gives me a little bit of, like, what's the word?
It's a little confidence boost.
It gives me
I've got a high self, like, I've got a big ego, but I've got very low self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's a great combination. Do you recommend? But, yeah, no, clothes are more about just looking nice for me.
Yeah. No, I agree. But, I mean, also being comfortable.
Exactly. Like, nothing ruins a day more than when you don't like what you're wearing.
I know. When you don't like your outfit,
especially
like,
if you thought about it.
I feel awful. And I act awful.
Yeah, no, same as me.
All day.
It's so bad. I remember, like, if I don't like my outfit, I fully, like, have, like, a moody. I'm a proper moody teenager. I just can't do anything. I can't function.
No, you can't function.
Oh my god, today I realised that my coworker looked exactly like Paul McCartney.
Yeah, no.
It was so funny. It was the funniest thing that I think has happened to me all week. We took a little photo of her next to Paul McCartney. Well, actually Paul McCartney, but a photo of Paul McCartney. It was so much fun. Where do you live?
Where do I live?
That's one of the questions. We can tell them our address.
So basically... I live underground in a little, like...
Where do you want to live?
Where do I want to live? That's kind of linking back to my 20-year question. But I want to live... So I'm envisioning myself... My house is next to the canal.
Mm-hmm.
I've got really fat windows that I can sit outside on the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a balcony. I can just sit on top of the ledge.
Okay. Are you going to have a boat?
No.
Really? I really want a little rowing boat.
Monica wants to live on a boat.
Oh, that's so Monica.
I know. But anyways, so I have like a really huge spacious like studio apartment with that has really tall ceilings.
Oh, I really wanted a mezzanine. I think I sent you a video. It's this girl and she had in her room these carpets.
God, let me
This video Monica sent me.
These carpets hanging from the ceiling, and they're all kind of like hanging and draped, and it looks really cool. And then this isn't really that related, but it kind of is, because it's about putting things on your ceiling. Because I feel like that's a very good place to put like art and things. And it was yesterday I was antique shopping, and I found these massive A1 architectural drawings of houses in Berlin, and I thought they'd be so sick, like plastered to my roof. I'm looking at someone's house. It's fantastic. Is he a little architect?
Yeah, he's a little architect.
His house gives off architecture vibes.
Isn't he just the sweetest little old man?
I love it. I want to be like him. I feel like he's a very good little cook as well.
Oh, 100%. He definitely does like really nice little like pumpkin salads.
With like feta.
Yeah, feta. And like a rocket and little bit.
Like toasted nuts. And
yeah, yeah, no, like... I'm thinking pine nuts or... pumpkin seeds.
Oh my god, yeah.
I feel like my style is very, like, I feel like I give off, it's very clean.
You do kind of give off a little bit of a clean girl aesthetic.
Yeah, because I quite like
but
that.
But you're so, like, feral and deranged.
Yeah. So, like, my mum called me and my mum said that I'd fit into Berlin because I'm grotty.
You're grotty.
Yeah.
Okay, scrap. What was the word of the week? Sporadic. Someone sporadic. Used grotty.
But yeah, I feel like I give off like clean girl, but it's also a little bit, she's a little bit feral, she's a little bit dirty.
I just give off like a seven. I just give off sloth vibes. Like, I give off like a little old lady sloth.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Okay, Zoff, I've got a question.
Yeah?
What is the next piece of art that you're making?
It's basically... I'm doing a project on Catholicism.
No, you're not. You're doing a project on nuns.
So, my project is titled... I think it's, like, exploring physical, like, aesthetics of Catholicism. That does not make sense. But anyways... It's turned to me pretty much making abstract nuns for the past 2 months.
They're really cool. She's done these fantastic photographs of like folded paper and edited them and they really give off kind of like Vanitas kind of vibes. It's great. Yeah.
I love how nobody gets that they're nuns, and it's so beautiful.
Like, they're so abstract.
They're so abstract. It's
but
so
tell
perfect.
Me, what's your final project? Going to be like a little like light installation foldy thing?
Yeah, so basically instead of like, because I've been doing quite a lot of like sculpture, but the final product of that is photographs, and I kind of want this to be more that the sculpture itself is the nun. Rather than the photographs. So anyways, I'm going to be working with like a lot of random materials, and I'm gonna explore an experiment with heat pressing tomorrow.
That sounds great.
Sounds really similar to yours.
Yeah, no, that's really similar to my project. Basically, I'm making this room, and it's gonna have this massive wooden frame. And it's gonna like the walls are gonna be made out of white calico, like the material.
Mm.
And there's also gonna be this garment, which is gonna be made out of the same calico as the walls. So you wear this garment and you go into this room and you're fully immersed in the room. Basically, my project is kind of investigating how people react to spaces, and I'm trying to make a space which makes you as comfortable as possible, and there's going to be really nostalgic footage projected on the wall in the room, which is all this old footage of my parents when they were traveling, and it's really nice. And you're going to have that little kind of like clicking sound of a projector, and there's going to be really warm light shining in.
Lighting is to someone, to like one person, it's going to be like the most anxiety inducing room in the world.
It does sound like it's going to be a completely white room. That's quite
that's so scary.
I don't know. I'm making a really anxious room, but you know, whatever.
I love that.
The cloak that I'm making is very much so inspired by 19th century nightgowns. I'm really excited to make it. I've got a few designs. But no, I'm really excited. There's going to be a little pillow on the floor that you sit on that's going to be made out of the same fabric. This sounds like a really, really stressful room.
Sounds like a psychological study.
Yeah, sounds like
something I would do.
It sounds like a psychological study. Oh, no. Anyway, it's going to look cool and that's all that matters, as long as I can kind of link it to a concert.
How stressed out can I make
someone be in a room? That would actually be a really cool thing to do for my project. Anyway, I think this is a good place to stop. This episode was just fun little chats with everyone's off. Hungover chats as they drink their little tea. And
actually ran out of tea.
We ran out of tea?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And I think, you know, can you comment on podcast?
No.
I think you can. Okay, anyway, our tags will be in the description, so you can message me any topics that you want us to cover. You know, shoot me a little DM and we will try and cover them. We'll go on little tangents as well.
I want this to be a secret podcast. So only people that find it listen to it.
No.
There's no...
We will get no listeners.
That'd be so fun. We'll get one listener and that person will be like... They'll be...
They'll be so confused.
They'll be so good.
Okay. I love it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ciao. Enjoy. Beijing. Or, as I like to say, bye-ya.